Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We are blessed with many advanced technology companies in this country, whether semiconductor or pharma, and many of them need to make their products in an ultra clean room environment. That's where my next guest comes in. Elise provides garments and gowns to provide any human matter from prevent any human matter from getting into the clean room for giants such as Intel. His garments don't shed nor have any loose fibers and are cleaned after every use. And Bernard Flynn is the is with Elise Clean Room, and he is the Repack Green Business Person of the Month for September. Congratulations, Bernard.
Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that.
Tell us more about Elise.
Well, we provide a laundry service, as you say, mainly to the pharmaceutical, semiconductor and medical device industries in the country. So we're the ripple effect. We're a core supplier into those. In most cases, we're providing non-sterile, but we also provide sterile garments in the high-end, top-end clean rooms.
Now, what's the difference between a sterile garment and a non-sterile? Because I've been in these clean room environments and it takes about 45 minutes to get dressed.
Well, thankfully, things have improved and some of our garments actually allow the donning, as they say, of the garment a lot quicker than that. But the different sterile and non-sterile, one has no matter and the other has no matter, but if there was matter in it, it's absolutely dead. So it's guaranteed to
non-organic.
Non-organic.
So you bring in these garments, these white, usually white, but they are, sometimes they're green, these garments that people put on before they go into a clean room environment. And I said there's no loose fibres at all in these things.
No. Essentially what we're doing is we're protecting the product from the person. So all the little bits that fall off us, and you don't want to think about it too much, you know, the epidermis and the bits that fall off us. Yeah. We don't want any of that going into any of our medical products. So when you're our essential, our customer really is a sick patient in a hospital. And we have to think that way in what we do and everything that we do. So that the nearest item to the product being made is possibly our garment. And then the next thing that's being fed into a sick patient in a hospital. So it needs to be ultra, ultra clean and everything done correctly. So we operate then to very high standards to ensure that's done all
so
the time.
So you bring in these garments. They're made in Belgium, I think.
Primarily.
And you wash them. Instead of them being torn up, which is often the case, usually in the past, you'd wear the garment and then kind of get rid of it. Not the case for you.
Unfortunately, Joe, that our main competitor in this whole scene, and I don't mean any particular company, I'm talking about in general, is actually single-use garments. And particularly in the hospital and hospital pharmacy sectors, they've been very poor about changing over to reusable garments.
They use a lot of plastic, don't they?
They use, exactly, they do indeed. And a lot of waste and a lot of really, really bad practices. And they've done it, they do it because that worst statement of all is because we've always done it this way. Whereas the forward-thinking pharmaceutical companies, they use reusable product. First of all, it's more comfortable for the wearer. That's the important part, because if your wearer is comfortable, they'll stay in the job.
Especially if they're wearing it for 8 hours a day.
Absolutely, yeah.
They can, so you take each garment after it's been used and wash it.
Exactly. So wash, dry,
and is that good for
it.
The environment, given the chemicals that might be used to clean it?
Very little chemical involved. Very, very little. And we are, CSR is one of our top goals, and we're improving the performance of everything we do. But basically, it's an economy of scale. So we're laundering, 90 kilograms in one go of a particular product. 90 kilograms. So think of your washing machine at home and multiply it several times. So it's been done in a very, very efficient way.
And how many washes would you allow per garment before you can withdraw it from circulation?
Depending on whether it's sterile or non-sterile, but up to about 100 cycles.
100, okay.
100, yeah.
And that is good for the environment. What about the water usage and the electricity usage? Is that not bad for the environment?
Not really, not in the economy of scale of what we do. And we're very efficient, incredibly efficient in what we do in both, in all sides of it, water and electricity.
Well, that is why you were chosen as the Repack Green Business Person of the Month for kind of saving the environment rather than damaging it. That is Bernard Flynn from Elise Clean Room.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.